from the Internet Work Studios at iNet Radio. It's the Mickey Golden Program. News, entertainment, and stuff. The Mickey Golden Program. Grenades. Yeah. Talking about grenades.
Grenades? Yeah, Michigan State Police have issued a stern warning to residents
after an Army veteran walked into the Lansing, Michigan Post with a grenade he wanted to dispose of.
Yo, really? Hey, I found this at home. Can you guys get rid of it?
Toss it in the back of a dump truck or something, huh?
Yeah.
The man who had forgotten about the explosive device for years stumbled upon it while cleaning his home.
Wow.
The incident prompted an evacuation of the building and the intervention of the Michigan State Police Bomb Squad.
Yeah, bring in the squad.
Thankfully, a member of the bomb squad confirmed that the grenade was inert and safely removed it from the premises.
Wow, that's something.
Mickey Gordon Program from iNet Radio. Thank you for listening today. More grenade stuff. A guy visiting the Pleasanton Police Department in California with a box containing three grenades that he found in his garage.
Yeah.
Now, what seemed like a harmless gesture quickly escalated when the bomb squad discovered that the grenades were, in fact, live.
Uh-oh, that's a problem.
That's not going to go good. Now, the resident believed that the grenades were inert and had no idea the potential danger he was carrying. Authorities summoned the local bomb squad and they safely disposed of the hazardous items.
Yeah. Always something.
More grenade stuff. In Quebec, a woman who was cleaning out her late father's residence in Knowlton stumbled upon a live hand grenade.
Oh, boy.
After contacting police, authorities advised against any handling of the grenade.
Yeah, don't let the kids toss it around in the yard.
And they dispatched an officer to assess the situation.
Yeah.
Short time later, the Canadian Armed Forces were called, and very quickly the explosive device was safely secured and removed from the premises.
So you never know when you're going to find an old hand grenade in your house.
Got to be careful with those things. Mickey Gordon Program from iNet Radio. More stuff coming up. Mickey Golden. Mickey Gordon Program from iNet Radio. I'm Mickey Gordon along with Magic Mark Chickasaw Ritchell, my producer.
Thank you so much.
Got President Bill Clinton.
Oh, it's good to be here. He all sends her love.
What's the DEF CON today?
DEF CON 2.
And the Professor Fatso Puny, legendary rock and roll DJ, with us today.
Hey, man, it's a ditty.
Going to do our history lesson. This date, 1889, U.S. Patent 432728 was issued for the air-conditioned hat.
What?
Kind of strange.
It's a hat with a wind-up exhaust fan at the back. It pulled air through vents in the front and top.
Did it sell well?
I bet it didn't.
Yeah.
1947 on this stage. An explosion on board a freighter in port caused the city of Texas City, Texas, to catch fire. 600 people died.
Oh, my God. That's a bad one. Yeah.
1947 on this date, Bernard Burrich coined the term Cold War.
Yeah.
To describe the relationship between the United States and the Soviet Union.
Yeah.
1993, on this date, a Monmouth, Illinois man told a judge his wife could come back home and cook for him while she was out on bail awaiting trial for trying to poison him.
Sounds kind of masochistic to me.
Yeah. Damn, no kidding.
2003, on this date, Michael Jordan played his last NBA game with the Washington Wizards, who lost to the Philadelphia 76ers, 107-87.
Yeah.
2007, on this date, at Virginia Tech in Blacksburg, Virginia, a gunman shot 32 people to death and injured 23 others before committing suicide.
Any mass shootings?
Gotta put a stop to this stuff.
Yeah. That's true, man. It's terrible.
2015, on this date, the now disgraced Elizabeth Holmes, founder and CEO of Theranos, was named one of Time's 100 most influential people of 2015.
Really?
Nothing like getting attention.
Yeah, you remember when Rolling Stone magazine put those kids who bombed the Boston Marathon on the cover?
Yeah.
Made them look like a sex symbol? Just trying to get attention.
Yeah, I think you're right.
2017, on this date, a world record for gathering of Charlie Chaplin lookalikes was held, 662 in Switzerland.
Yeah, Charlie Chaplin lookalike thing.
Yeah. 2018, on this date, Kendrick Lamar became the first rapper and non-classical jazz musician to win the Pulitzer Prize for music with his album that was called Damn. There you have it. Mickey Gordon program for Minded Radio. Special events and birthdays coming up. iNet Radio. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio. Special events. It is the day of the mushroom.
All right. Don't eat the wrong ones.
Well, that could get you messed up. I have had some good ones with Mick Jagger and Keith Moon.
Yeah.
Stress awareness day today, four square day, go fly kite day, and good deeds day.
Yeah. And got any more?
Yeah.
Now you got the bean counters day.
Yeah, we love them.
Eggs Benedict day, librarian day, orchid day, wear your pajamas to work day.
That could get you into some trouble.
Mm-hmm. Save the elephant day. Teach your daughter to volunteer day and World Semicolon Day.
Oh, wow. Cool. We got that down.
Birthdays for today. We got Sadie Sink from The Whale and Stranger Things, 22 years old today.
Yeah.
Anna Taylor-Joy from Peaky Blinders and The Queen's Gambit, 28.
Yeah.
Chance the Rapper is 31. Claire Foy from The Crown and The Girl in the Spider's Web, 40 years old today.
Yeah.
Luke Haas from War of the Worlds, 48. Peter Billingsley, Ralphie from A Christmas Story, 53. John Cryer from Pretty in Pink and Two and a Half Men, 60 today.
Yeah. Wow.
Martin Lawrence, from the Bad Boy films, 59. Ellen Barkin from Animal Kingdom, 70. New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick, 72. And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, 77 years old today.
Wow. And OJ's dead.
Apparently. Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. More wacky but true coming up.
listen every day to the Mickey Gordon program.
Come on, man.
You're gonna love it.
Time for Wacky But True from the not quite famous Mickey Gordon program. Right here on iNet Radio. A man in China had a broken syringe needle removed from his butt after it was in there for 31 years.
What?
Didn't know that.
Yeah, the man said the needle was left in his butt by an amateurish doctor.
Really? So bad doctor.
Yeah. The man said he had a cold, and when the doctor gave him a shot in his rear, the needle broke.
31 years ago.
Yeah. That's crazy. He was hospitalized, but doctors couldn't find the broken needle, so he just lived with it.
Must have felt it somewhere.
I would think you would feel that.
Yeah. He decided to give it one last try, and after 3 hours of surgery, the needle was removed. 31 years after it was inserted.
Wow, that's crazy.
Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. A Croatian woman was convicted of disturbing the peace for phoning a bomb threat to the airport to get out of a vacation with her boyfriend.
We do anything we can.
Exactly. The woman was given a suspended sentence after admitting in court that she called authorities and, in a hoax, made a bomb threat because her parents disapproved of her boyfriend. The threat prompted authorities to shut down the airport.
No. There you go. You can't make this stuff up.
Mickey Gordon program for MyNet Radio. A 27-year-old was involved in a fight at a Nashville bar the other night. Officers observed the fight and ordered everyone to stop, which, of course, they ignored. When officers tried to handcuff Andrew Joseph McInkerny, he kept trying to fight the others.
Yeah.
Officers told him to stop resisting, but he was uncooperative. After he was detained, officers noticed he reeked of alcohol, and he repeatedly stated, "I'm just drunk." So he went to jail for disorderly conduct and public intoxication.
But of course.
What's the weird thing that your parents wouldn't let you do? Listeners to the Mickey Gordon program have sent in a few things. We'll have that for you next. Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio.
Gordon program.
Mickey Gordon program. So what's the weird thing your parents wouldn't let you do? We asked folks to write in and tell us. This is what some listeners shared. Sharon in Boston says, "We weren't allowed to watch MTV. My mom blocked MTV on the living room TV, but she didn't block it on their bedroom TV.
Yeah.
So my sisters and I would get home from school and watch MTV in my parents' bedroom, memorize the channel was on when we turned it on, memorize the previous channel it was on, and then switch it back to those two channels when we saw her coming up the driveway."
Yeah. Well, gotta get around it somehow.
Weird things your parents wouldn't let you do. Ben, in Minot, North Dakota.
Man, that's out there.
Yeah. Ben says, going out during a thunderstorm. My sister was allowed outside, but I wasn't.
Maybe they didn't like your sister, so maybe...
Rod, Los Angeles, California, says, my mom made me turn off the TV or radio when McDonald's commercials came on.
Yeah.
Other weird things your parents wouldn't let you do. Ben in Tampa, Florida, my parents wouldn't let us go to concerts ever, at all.
Yeah.
Judy, Chicago, Illinois, says we weren't allowed to walk on the carpet after my mom vacuumed because she liked the lines. We also couldn't use the bathroom for about an hour after she cleaned it because the bathroom was clean.
Yeah, there you have it.
And Rick in New Jersey says, weird thing my parents wouldn't let me do was whistle. According to them, whistling attracts burglars. That's just what they say. Mickey Gordon, program for Minded Radio. Thank you for listening today. We greatly appreciate it. Mickey Gordon. It's the Mickey Gordon program from iNet Radio with Mickey Gordon, Magic Mark Chigasel Richard, the Professor Fatso Puni, and President Bill Clinton. The Mickey Gordon program. Copyright 2024. Internetwork. iNet Radio.